I'm going to look at a few of these, and then I'm actually going to have you work on something and play around with arrays a little bit and play computer. So we will look at a few of them. I think I already looked at Color Basic, but I'm going to go back in and look at that one. And look at... It should be Color Basic, and it should be under third, Array Group Third, hopefully. This is the one that you fixed last time and got the colors working so that they are showing up in the right color. Okay, so we have the array for red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and purple. And basically in the fourth statement, we said H2 style equals color, rainbow, modified by count. So we went to the array and took the color and put it in there as the color that is showing up. So rainbow modified by count was used to both print out the word and to put that word in as the style color. Okay? And that was your work. Okay, so that one is showing basically going to the very simple array that has the colors and pulling them out. Okay. So the next one is array for each. And this is getting into using the for each statement. And what did I call that? Array colors for each. Okay. And on this one, I have an association going on where I'm saying 0 is red, 1 is orange, 2 is yellow, and so forth going across. Okay. And so when I put it out, I said for each rainbow as color. So that means each line, each pass through is going to pick up a different color. Okay. And up at the top, I said, okay, show me rainbow 0 and show me rainbow 5. And rainbow 0 showed me red and rainbow 5 showed me purple. And then I said, okay, now go through. And I just want you to step through rainbow and show me the color. The key, when you set it up like this, the 0, 1, and 2 are keys, and the colors are the values. And so it goes in and takes the value. But if I want a specific one, I can use the key to get a specific one. Okay, so the 0, 1, and 2 are the keys, and the colors are the values. And so when I say go to the array and the key is 0 or the index is 0, it gives me the 0th one. And go in and take the 5th and it gives me the 5th one. But when I say for each, then it knows it's supposed to go through each one of them and it shows the value. So I'm showing the value as red, orange, yellow, green, blue. Okay. And the next one is for each one. And this time I changed the key numbers up there. Okay, so I have them not in sequence. And so I said, show me zero, and it showed me red. And I said, show me five, and it showed me yellow. And I said, show me one, and it showed me nothing. Because notice one over here has nothing as the value. And I said, show me two, and it showed me purple. Okay? So basically, I can have the indexes in a non-meaningful way, the keys, and it still works. However, when I go through the for each, it pretty much basically ignores the keys, and you can see that it is going through the for each and printing out the colors in order. So I'm getting red in the order that it is in the array. So the for each is going through the array sequentially and taking each one. And the last one has no color because the last one up there has no color. Okay. And then I put in count and just went through count for no good reason. Other than count is not the index, count is just a number that I'm keeping track of. So the first one is zero, the next one is orange, and so forth. But the point here is that for each goes through the values and takes each value in the order that they are in the array and ignores what I had for the key. But the keys can still be used to access individually. Okay. Just to monumentally confuse things. And if I look at for each two, this one I'm saying go in and show me the index. And what I said here is for each rainbow, and I set up and I said index color. So that tells me that's the index, that's the color. Okay, so I did the associative look to get me both the index and the color. And so then when I set in the for each, I am getting zero in red and then three in orange. So it's giving me the exact things that are in the array. And I said I wanted the key or index, and I wanted the name. And when I want both of them, I can set it up like this and say $index equals colors. And then I can use both index and colors down below. Questions. Okay, let's see. Specify index. I think this is actually the same one that I already looked at, basically. But we will look at it. Colors, specify index. And those are doing them in sequence and showing count. So as I said, I don't think that that's doing anything that I didn't already do. Okay, Culla's Word, Index 1, I think, was about the same. Culla's Word is the one I want to look at.
Culla's Word Sub?
Culla's Word Sub, yes. Okay. So in this one, I've got a word as opposed to a number. So I've said first is red, second is orange, third is yellow, fourth is green, fifth is blue, and sixth is purple, except you can't see that. Okay? And then I went in and said for each, rainbow as index colors. Again, if I want to see both of them, I can do that. So now the index is first, second, third, fourth, fifth. And so I printed out the index and the color. So I can have words there as opposed to the colors.
The one that puts the numbers.
Hmm?
As opposed to numbers.
That makes sense, yes.
And you could use any words.
Yes. Yes. And in fact, that's what we looked at, I think, last time.
Oh, yeah.
We looked at the department and the manager. And so we had the department and the manager going across, okay? And in fact, that's what I want to look at next, is the one down here that says associative array test com. And this one is basically a real issue. What did I just do to myself? Don't I have the... Apparently I closed it up. History.
Which one?
This one is associative array test com. And this is kind of a tricky one. Okay, so I can't spell. Associative regular array, apparently. Yes, associative regular array test com. Okay. I stay awake nights thinking these up. Okay, so what I've got here is kind of interesting. I've got an array of departments. And I called them department name, and I've got the array of departments. And then I've got a set of managers. And the managers go with the departments. So once I know women's, I can come down in here and go in for women's and get the manager's name. And those are the ones that I looked at last time. Okay, so now we run into a bit of a problem. And I will show you the problem and I will show you the solution. At times, these start to get so complicated it gets lost, basically, is all I can tell you. It just gets lost. And so what I wanted to do here was I wanted to go in and say, echo out department name, modified by department number, and department number here I coded as a 1, but I would assume that that would be something that would come in from the user, but I just had coded it for the example because I don't want to go through the HTML page to bring something in and etc. So I've got the user having entered the 1, and so I said, okay, print out department name and then go to department name array and use that department number, and that's going to extract the name, and it does, and it gives me women's. Okay. Now I want to use the women's to go in and get me the name of the department manager. Okay, so I'm saying I want to go get the department manager that department name array, department number, which we know is women's, points to. Okay, so the inside here, notice I've got a series of these square braces here. Okay, so I'm saying we already know what department name array, department number is. When it's one, it's women's. So I'm saying basically, I want to get the department name manager that's associated with women's. Okay? It fell apart when I tried to do that. And just really couldn't handle it very well. And we'll try taking out the things and see. In order to convince it that this is okay, I can add a curly brace at both ends. And for some reason, when I put that curly brace in, it says, okay, now I can handle it. And it does it fine. And as you can see, only you can't see because it's not showing. So let me take a picture and then I will show it. As you can see, it comes up with Reynolds, which is indeed the right one, okay? So that works. Now, another way I could have handled it is to break it down. So if you run into doing something like this and it's just not working, the alternative is to break it down. So I said whole department name is going to equal department name array modified by department number, so women just went in over there. Okay? And then I said, okay, whole department manager, and I said department manager, and put that same thing that I'd had up above in, and it handled it all right because it was all by itself. And so it handled it all right. I claim that it really should have been able to handle it all right all along, but it was a problem. So if you run into a problem, essentially the thing is, if you break it down into bite-sized chunks, it seems to work better. Or if you have something complex and you put it inside curly braces, it will be able to deal with it. I think that's because that kind of forces it to handle it separately. Okay. So those two things are kind of interesting. And that's how you solve the problem. Okay. So if I take out that curly brace there and take out the curly brace there and save it, and execute, notice it gives me the error. Okay. And it didn't handle it correctly. So if I take those out, that's what I get. If I put them back in, it works. Whoops, wrong place. Okay. And then it works fine. And if I want to change this up here and make it 3, okay. And save that. And do a refresh. I've now got girls and Adams. So it's working just fine with whatever number I bring in. Okay, so the number is going here, and then the name is going down as the key over there. So I want department manager that matches department name array modified by department number. So give me the department name array modified by department number and use that to go into department manager and extract. and that actually looks just fine. An alternate to this that I always like is putting women's and then leaving an appropriate number of spaces and putting rentals. And by saying leave an appropriate number of spaces, I'm saying that each of the, if I'm going to put them together, they have to be the same length. I have to have a space in the right place. So women's is 6 characters. So men's would have to have 2 additional characters. Girls would have to have 1 additional character. Boys would have to have 2 additional characters. And then I could put the department name. And then I can go and extract them both and use my substring to separate them out. And I'm rather partial to that in every language. You know, using the substring to separate them out and just saying, okay, I know that the department name is going to be 6 characters, and I know that everything after the 6 characters is going to be the manager name. So I'll just use substring to pull out the first 6, and that gives me the department name, and then I'll start with the 7th, and that will give me the manager's name. Or I can put a space in between them and start with the 8th. But essentially, I can do that if I make them all the same length. The other way I can do it is to have a space. Sometimes you have embedded spaces in the name, so I'd go with something more like the slash. And if you put the name slash and then the name of the department slash name of the manager, then you can do the in-string, sub-string kind of combination, the way you did with the name flip. And you can pull out the department name and you can pull out the manager name. Okay. Or you can explode it out. There's a bunch of different functions you can use. But I have a lot of preference for doing it that way as opposed to doing it this way. I just think it's easier. But maybe it's just because I ran into the kinds of problems where I went nuts with this one when I originally discovered this problem. And, you know, went nuts trying to figure it out. Did a lot of research and figured out that it's not an was not an uncommon problem, that I wasn't the first person to go nuts, and that the cure was to put the curly braces in. Okay. But that isn't necessarily something that was intuitive. Questions? Okay. And this one, I think, is pretty much the same. Except that I went one more level in. Okay. And on this one, I pointed out that I can lay them out in the 2 different ways. So let me go and run this one. And this one has a 1 next to it. Is that right? Yes, it is, actually. Okay. I kind of mixed departments and put in course names, so CIS 120 studies the women's department and CIS 121 studies the men's department, etc. But anyway, it got me my my trial and error of what I wanted to try. I was feeling apparently very lazy that day. Okay, so I started out by saying I want CIS 122 and I got a match for that, which got me the girls' department, and then went down from girls to pick up Adams. And what I tried to show you here is I could have done this in either way. So I have it here where I've laid it out as in department number, name array, modified by CIS 120, and then I commented those all out and made it one array that goes across. just to make the point that either one of those would work. I mean, you can lay it out by having that, those are the two structures for laying out an array. And you can basically choose which structure you want. And if you're going to go to this route, you use that associative symbol in there to say that 120 is associated with women's, etc. Okay. And then department number was the CIS 120, and I can do exactly the same things that I did before. So in other words, my point was that this doesn't have to be a number. It can be a word as well. And this gives me the exact same thing that I did before. Okay? And again, I either need the curly braces or I need to break it up. But it works fine. Questions? Okay. One of the others I wanted to look at was the size function. And that simply gives you a size. Okay, so that is giving me the size in two ways. So I wanted to know the size, and I can say echo count department manager, or I can say echo size of department manager. And either of those will get me how many elements are in the array.
Though it looks like count is a single letter shorter. So, the typical lazy programmer way of thinking.
Indeed. And that's what developed a lot of languages that are a little bit...
unwieldy.
Yes. Is that exact thought process. Okay, so count and size of both gave me the count and size of. And other than that, I said I wanted to see both the name and the manager, so I said department name and department manager is manager. And it goes and gets it because it associates name with manager. Name is the key and manager is the value. So if you ever decide you want to know the size of your array, that's how you can do it. And if you want to sort, the next one is sorting. And there's a lot more to sorting. There's a whole series of different ways you can sort in this. And sort is S-O-R-T. With my accent, the R is missing, so I call it a sort. Okay, so. Okay, so on this one, I've got two kinds of sort. An A sort basically keeps the relationship. And the regular sort just sorts the particular field you want to sort. But an A sort keeps the relationship. So notice it keeps girls with Adams, and it keeps boys with Coster, and it keeps them in order. I did a sort on manager, but it keeps the department with them. So that you've got the department and the manager. Okay, guys, you've got the department and the manager. Okay, so A sort keeps them, keeps the association, whereas sort just sorts. Okay, so sort sorts the field and shows me the managers in alphabetical order. But if I want to keep them together so that I can see the name and the manager, then I can use ASORT, and ASORT keeps them together. And as I said, there are a load of other versions of SORT. So if you decide you want to sort something, go to the manual and look up there many combinations of how you can do sort. There's a sort for descending. I don't remember whether that's desort or something like that, but there's a variety of sorts that you can do. Okay. I'm trying to think if there was any other one that I wanted to... No, I think that basically is the ones that I wanted to go through. Okay, so now it's your turn. And I've got a play computer one that I want you to do. And you're welcome to work on it together and come up with solutions. But I've got five different problems here that I want you to go through and solve. And eventually it should come up. So I want you to play computer and go through and sort them. I don't want you to run them. Okay, so I'm not interested in taking in and run them. You can do that. That's just fine. And check and see if you got the right answer.
Isn't it clues?
Yeah. That's PHP arrays, please. But what I want you to do is come up with what would come out. And then, as I said, you're more than welcome to take them and run them and see if it checks, but I want you to try it just in your heads before you go in and run it and see what happens. And again, you're welcome to work on it together.